then you got to kind of just deal with those things as they come. But as far as the mental preparation and the game, it kind of helps, you know. But the physical part is where you really struggle, you know.
David, what percentage of the first team snaps did you take today?
I don't know. I mean, 75% maybe. Yeah. So he took a few, and then he wasn't feeling great. So I mean, it was. It's not like we're reinventing the wheel if I have to go in there. So it's he took it in and take care of himself, so he'll be ready to go.
Was he just out there at the beginning and then he was gone for the rest?
He was out there, took some snaps, and then he wasn't feeling great, you know. So I guess I let him go in. I was doing the defensive drills at the time that he got sent in. So I just kept going. I really never had a chance to talk to any coaches about it. We just kind of moved forward.
How bad was he? I mean, was he feeling?
I didn't really notice that he was sick when we were in the meetings this morning. So that's a good sign. You know, he was in there plugging away, and we, you know, we charged through it for a couple hours this morning, and then we went out to practice, and I guess he just wasn't feeling great. So.
Is it not a commentary on the way you play, but does it hurt 5 days before a championship game if the quarterback can't take the snap?
I'd say if he didn't have the, you know, the kind of the red belt mastery of the offense, then yeah, maybe. But he does, you know. So I mean, it's not something that is going to affect him. I think the biggest thing would be, you know, the players, the rest of the guys, you know. And so what I try to do is just go in and do, you know, exactly what he would do, you know, and just trying to keep it consistent so their practice and their Wednesday was as normal as possible, and I think that it was.